Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, there is a special place in hell for people who cheat veterans. And we've talked about it on the show numerous times, the predators that are out there ready to just pounce on every new thing. And it's happening again now. And it's tied to the PACT Act that we've been telling you about, leaving a lot of people susceptible to fraud and scams. And this past Tuesday, that was the day. That was the no deadline to apply, but anybody who filed a claim or just signaled the intent to do so by that day can receive retroactive benefits. That means eligible veterans will have their benefits backdated to August 10th of 2022 and receive those payments. Well, that is going to happen, but of course, you've got this this set of lowlives who will also try to intervene and make some money themselves. And so there was a great report issued by AARP that we came across, and we're so happy to have Troy Broussard with us. Troy is a Desert Storm veteran, also a senior advisor for AARP's Veterans and Military Families Initiative. Troy, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic, Randy, and thank you for having me on the program today.
It's so important, and it's so I hate that we have to talk about this, because those people are just out there, whether it's home loans, whether it's anything that comes along that has a veteran attached to it, you're going to have people that try to undermine that. And so this report was that you guys did, very eye-opening. And this is something I wondered about too, Troy, because it seemed like this was the case. You found that nearly two-thirds of veterans are unaware that they can receive the free assistance with the PACT Act through the Department of Veterans Affairs. That's a huge number, and it's a tough road to hoe in terms of getting the word out, right?
Absolutely. You know, you're correct. You know, in that, and like you mentioned, that scan, that the PACT Act scan poll that we located, that we delivered, you know, we found that nearly two thirds, like you mentioned, there was unaware of it. And then 1 in 10 of those veterans were approached by someone offering to assist with enrollment into these benefits, you know, saying that they would offer guaranteed a lucrative payout, which is a telltale sign of a scam. Mm. And that's why we're here today, to make sure we increase the awareness of our veterans out there, to make sure that they're aware of this potential scam.
I mean, it just makes you sick. You know, you get these people out there that are these predators, and that perpetrate these fraud on, you know, whether it's elderly people, veterans, or whoever it might be. But what is the best way? What would you say to people if they are a little dubious about something like that?
You know, Randy, the easiest way that I want to share with veterans to easily spot a scam, you know, and is to understand this, is that as veterans, we never have to pay for our earned benefits or service records. If you're told otherwise, it's a scam. You know, if veterans should, you know, never sign a blank form or some type of agreement with an attorney or a company without fully understanding what it is. And keep this in mind, this last point, that the VA will never ask you for your personal information via email, you know, only via mailed letters. So we just want to make sure that we're increasing that awareness, because like I said, the scammers are there are targeting, and we have tools here at AARP to make sure that we can support our veterans and military families.
Yeah, that's great advice, Troy. And that's a great kind of roadmap for people that have any kind of questions like that. But now, what about these two-thirds of veterans that are unaware that they can get the free assistance? Do you think there's going to be some other way here, maybe in the future, to increase that awareness and give them another shot at this?
Well, like we mentioned, veterans can still go at this time, Randy. They can still go ahead and apply. They just won't get the retroactive portion of it. But here's the key. With these benefits, you want to make sure that you apply. So we're encouraging our veterans to make sure that they go ahead and sign up for the PACT Act. Make sure you sign up, because going forward, although you may not get the retroactive benefits, but at least now you'll be able to get those benefits going forward, qualify. And I think this would be and that's what we want to share with everyone. And, you know, and if they need more information about it, of course, you can go to the va.gov, but we also want folks to go to our aarp.org/veterans site, where they can find information on how to protect themselves and find out some of the latest information as it relates to these benefits as well, too.
Well, that, you know, that clears a lot of things up for me, Troy. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that, you know, this is just for the retroactive portion that you can still apply. I mean, you got John Stewart on Instagram yelling about it, you know, everything that could be done to tell people about this, but it is, you know, and that's one reason we do this program on a weekly basis is because there aren't a lot of information that's going out to veterans that need it, you know, and to get both elements, active duty and also veterans, to connect to those two groups of special people. It's hard sometimes to do that, right?
No, it is at times. And I think that's why we just want to make sure that we at AARP, you know, we have nearly 6 million of our members are veterans of our 38 million. You know, we want to make sure that with this new law, and we're doing everything that we can to share that. And also, when we have new information or poll information that we pull from veterans, we want to make sure to share those findings, you know. And I've heard nothing but positive stories about it, thanking AARP for that. But we want to not only, but also as we're making them aware of this new law, we also want to focus on, be wary that there are some opportunities there that scammers see because of people being unaware. They could be susceptible. So we want to have them armed in their toolkit, you know, in their guard to make sure that they're not going to become any type of victim to any of these scammers.
Absolutely. We're talking to Troy Broussard here, the National Defense Senior Advisor for AARP's Veterans and Military Families Initiative. First, Troy, thank you for your service from Desert Storm and for what you're doing now for veterans. Tell us a little bit about this initiative, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what we do here at AARP, we want to focus on, with our initiative, we want to focus in four major areas. The four areas that we want to do is we want to make sure that we provide caregiving resources to veterans and military families. We also want to make sure that we are protecting them from fraud, as I've given some wonderful examples there. And then also we want to make sure that if there's opportunities to re-career as well for veterans, we have free resources for that. And last but most important, we want to make sure that we are connecting veterans and their families to their earned benefits. And all of this information can be found in our one-stop shop, Brandon, that's aarp.org/veterans. And you go to that site and you'll see all of these different, we call them our four pillars of focus. This is where veterans want AARP to show up. And then that's where we are finding tools for them in each one of these areas. So, you know, I'm excited to be here and to share this information with your audience today.
And did you say 8 million veterans as a part of
AARP? Oh, I'm sorry. With AARP, we have currently over 6 million members. Of our total 38 million total population, 6 million of those, that 38 are veterans or have served in the military. So, for me, I feel very fortunate to work for an organization that has allowed me to find my second mission in life to go ahead and really serve this. If serving the country was my first, but now helping those who have served before me and protected me, we want to do the same thing here with AARP. Helping, and we have those tools for them, Randy.
Helping your brothers and sisters again, man. That's the best you can do.
It gets no better than that. You know, next to me, having my kids and serving this country, being able to do this at this point in my life, I'm thoroughly honored to do this, and we'll continue to make sure that we increase the awareness and provide these free resources for veterans and military families.
You know what else I think you should do? Once you find out who these perpetrators are, let's put their pictures in every issue of AARP magazine.
Oh no! Oh no! You know that is we are the number one magazine in the United States.
Yeah,
but you know, I would just like to share, you know, with your listeners today, you know, we do have at the aarp.org/veterans site, we have our AARP Fraud Watch Network. And most importantly, if you really want to be out there and help a veteran and their families is if there is something that someone's calling you or you, if you could report that scam to our AARP Fraud Watch helpline, and that's at 1-877-908-3360. If you really want to do something for veterans and their families, if you're aware of this, is please report it, because that is the way that we can take that information and share it. We all know information is power, and that will help increase that awareness throughout the U.S. So again, that's our Fraud Watch Network helpline, 1-877-908-3360.
And the place to start for all of this is aarp.org/veterans. Troy, listen, man, thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate all the great information and what AARP is doing for veterans and their families. Thank you so much.
And you know, Randy, if I could just share one more thing, and you know, just a couple of additional steps. I know it's universal, but you know, make sure that you sign up for a national do not call registry, you know, or call blocking service.
Right.
And use strong and unique passwords for each online account. And if you can, you know, do a security freeze on your credit reports at each of those three major credit bureaus, please do that, as that will stop a criminal from opening up new accounts in your name.
Oh, wow. That's a great point.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, with technology, every day it just gets tougher and tougher to spot a scammer. I mean, you know, I don't care how smart you are or how smart you think you are. It's so easy to fall into that trap and not even know that it's happening. So, yeah, that's great information. Troy, thank you again so much.
And I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to share some information with your listeners. And let's do all that we can to protect our veterans and military families, as they have helped protected us for so many years.
Amen. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.